Now, here's a scenario. Left brain customer that owns a booth rail paint robot. This is what a booth rail paint robot looks like. So I'll give you guys this to, you can, I mean, basically, this is a, that's me probably vibrating over there.
Oh.
Yeah. It's okay. I'm not going to answer, but okay. This is a robot that paints thing, and they have a rail that runs down the side of a mm-hmm. of a building, or you know, they could have it on both sides of a paint booth, and they paint something with that, and that's what that is. Okay, so now left brain customer that owns a booth rail paint robot calls in and wants to get parts list and order some replacement parts. Okay, that's what they want. And I'm using this because I think this fits in with your stuff too pretty well. I mean, could. Items of interest. The customer is starting up a new production line and wants to redeploy a dependable paint robot. A solutions bank online service can be purchased for $500 one time that provides online manuals and a lot more, but a parts list is not available for free. Now, when a customer bought the part, the paint robot, they were given all the drawings and all that kind of stuff, but they lost them. So now they're looking for a parts list, and they can't get a parts list. If you want to get a parts list, you got to sign up for the Solutions Bank, which is $500, and that'll give you unlimited access to that. Drawings are provided at the time the machine was purchased, but they are not available for free. The customer's machine is 10 years old, but has only 2,500 hours of use. The telephone person's objective is get closer to the customer psychologically, inform the customer about the Solutions Bank online service, get a parts list. The customer's object, he wants a parts list, and order a reciprocating swivel bearing and a boot for it. See if you can get some help with troubleshooting and repair from the OEM. That's the guys that make the paint robot. So anything that's missing, you can make it up. Nobody's going to holler at you or anything else. But let's get underway here as soon as possible. Just in the way of some comments here. First of all, there's huge opportunities to bond with the customer. Customer's using a machine that's 10 years old. You know, isn't that great? They've been a customer for 10 years. We love them guys. So we should spend some time, you know, just cherishing them. So I liked, Susan said, Melissa, oh, hi, Melissa, you know, which is really nice. And you said, hi, Garrett, and you wrote his name down. Perfect, you know, so we'll get the people's names. And, but, oh, so you're using that product. I noticed in the records here that you bought that back 10 years ago. Thank you so much for, you're one of our great customers. We really appreciate that. You know, it's an opportunity to, you know, before you get into the struggling and the trying to buy something for $500 that the customer is thinking, could be thinking, a parts list should be free. You know, it could be saying that. And this is a real life situation. Customers for this company, they cannot get a parts list for free. When they buy the machine, they got it. After that, they got to sell them for $500. That's why I think something like this would be good for your business. You know, you guys have to gin it up, though. You know, something that would make sense. So the customer's a good customer. He's 10 years old. Now, you might say to him, well, you know, that is a really reliable piece of equipment. And, you know, 25 hours is nothing. 2,500 hours is nothing. That thing could probably go 100,000 hours. I have no idea if that's true or not, but, you know, God knows, you know, 2,500 is not much. So there's plenty of life left in this thing. So telling them a little bit more value statements, you know, value statements about that product. I didn't hear anybody say any value statements about your knowledge of the slimline paint roll. But, of course, in this situation, I understand. It's not that simple, you know, to do it. But as you reflect on how you could do it better, and as we go forward, you know, you want to be thinking about that. Trying to build some status. We're trying to get some value statements out about the products and about ourselves. And I know that Susan said, you know, one of the things, you can feel free to call me back at any time, you know, and I can walk you through stuff and so on. And, you know, those kinds of statements are what make customers feel good. So, you know, in your business, when you get back there, you need to start thinking about value statements about your business, about the products and so on, and write them down. And then you get better. And then people next to you, they hear you saying it. And they say, you know, I got one. Or you hear them saying it. And over time, those value statements become more powerful. And as we all remember those value statements about our business, about ourselves, you know, they'll just become more natural to us to say them. So, okay then, any comments on that? That wasn't so bad, was it now?
No, it wasn't.
Okay, okay. So, I mean, you know, we're not reporting anybody. It's just for fun and, you know, get the adrenaline pumping a little bit here as well.
Yeah, we could look forward to Garrett and Wolf doing that.
Yeah. Okay, let's continue on now. Now we're moving over to telecourtesy. Just make a note here.